Each box.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Friday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. Here's a toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Well, towards the end of hour number one, we sort of started getting into a little bit of relationship stuff, talking about how Paris Hilton apparently is swearing off sex for an entire year, and she was mentioning that she likes withholding sex from guys because they go crazy when they can't have sex with you. But what if, and I was wondering, and I asked, right, well, what would happen to these people's relationships, people that have relationships like this where the girl is withholding sex in order to make the guy go crazy and make him do all sorts of silly things in order to get his,
right,
in her pants, essentially. What would happen if the guy just didn't care anymore? What would happen if he didn't go crazy? What would happen if his attitude was, you want to withhold it? I'll just see you later.
Yep.
I'll find somebody else. And in regards to finding somebody else, if you could answer that, 800-259-9231 with your personal experiences. But in regards to finding something else, you brought this in, Johnson. It's an article from...
Oh, we dug it out of the pile that we have a prep.
Don't tell people that.
We're not allowed to tell people that we have... Hey, no, that's responsible radio that we keep backup articles around just in case.
Not because we need it.
No, not because we need it, but because we like to keep... We bring in so much prep all the time that sometimes it's... We like to have a backup so we can go, this is more interesting than this. And
well, anyway, this came from sharpman.com. It is places to meet women, according to Sharpman. Meeting women can really put a guy out. When we were in school, it seemed like there was an endless supply of girls. They were everywhere, and always an endless fresh supply. Suddenly, out on our rears in the working world, it seems like the girl-making machines have dried up everywhere, but those places that they cast the new Bond girls. Sharp men, listen up. The problem is you and your ever-decreasing circle of movement. To meet women, you've got to step off the treadmill of your everyday lives and go where the ladies go. Simply open up your eyes. Once you spot them, make a point of starting a conversation. The rest is up to you. Check out these tips on where to find and meet ladies. So here you go, guys. Airplanes. Women
all right.
Fly. Women fly, right? Can you
as
imagine
long as you don't have any liquids with you.
Can you imagine a more perfect place to make contact with members of the opposite sex? After all, once you sit beside them, offer to help with their overhead bin luggage and make a couple of jokes. They'll give you a shot at amusing them for the remainder of the flight. Don't forget to offer to buy her a drink, but refrain from having one yourself if she declines. I think that an airplane would be a good place for you to practice your skills with interacting with women or other members of the other opposite,
oh,
of the opposite sex.
Oh, what a disaster. I don't know, maybe.
What do you say that's a disaster?
Well, I say it's a disaster because you're... Well, it's either... It could be great. It could be a good thing. It is certainly a captive audience, but there are a lot of guys out there who have no clue how to talk to women in a manner that is appropriate. And I just can't imagine how awful it would be for the woman in that situation.
To get being stuck
trapped
next to somebody.
Next to a guy who thinks that it's a great time to practice his come-on. Oh, what a mess that would be.
I don't think that you should even be using come-ons.
Well, I'm just saying, whatever he's doing,
I see what you're saying.
You know, yeah, whatever he's doing to hit on a woman,
but
while on a plane.
I was suggesting that it would be a good place to practice talking to women, interacting with women. If it's something that you don't do very often, great opportunity, because it's really going to be a throwaway relationship. It's an airplane ride. The odds that you're actually going to be able to parlay meeting someone on an airplane into a real relationship, I think, are slim at best. Because, A, when you're on an airplane, even though you might be going to the same destination, there's always a good chance that that other person is just transferring. They're just getting off at that stop to continue on somewhere else. And what you're looking at here is probably more like a long-distance relationship, if you were able to make anything.
Well, that's true, too. Unless
that's just
useless. Both happen to be flying to the same place.
Right. Very slim odds.
I think, you know, where I think a good place is to practice, if you're talking about practicing approaching women or practicing approaching in general, I think would be political events, rallies, and concerts would be the best place to practice meeting women. And the reason why I say that is not necessarily to practice meeting women, but to go out and practice political activism.
Mm-hmm.
That will get you used to approaching and talking to people about subjects that you care about, which means that eventually you'll be able to apply that exact same skill to talking to the ladies.
Good point. And by the way, this is not just an hour for guys. Ladies, we certainly would love to hear from you on this. Where are you, do you have specific locations where you prefer to be approached by men? 1-800-259-9231.
Do you prefer that your men sits around and chants ohm over rocks like Mark?
Not fair. He's not here to defend himself.
Exactly. That's what makes it so great, is that I can just do that, and then he can't respond until he gets back
really do
and
that,
makes fun of me with Torgo on Monday.
He doesn't really do that, does he?
What?
Chanting? And
I don't know. You said he's at some sort of retreat. Is he getting in touch with his spiritual side?
I don't know.
Maybe he's getting in touch with his feminine side. We don't know. Oh, actually, he does that here every night with his nail file.
According to, again, let's continue the list here, places to meet women, airport, bars, lounges, and smoking lounges, same as with in-flight ladies above, but a wider selection to choose from. In crowded airport bars, ask to share a table. In crowded lounges, sit beside your choice of the lot. Make a point of offering to help with bulky carry-ons and throw in a few good-humored cracks about the delays and airplane food. Finally, smoking lounges may be the number one place to meet and socialize with women. The camaraderie among the banished is amazing. Don't squander it. So those of you that smoke, great place to go and meet someone else that smokes. All lines, banks, post offices, CompUSA, Fry's, you've been in them, those lines that take forever to move. Take this opportunity to chat with women in your line or those close to you. The perfect icebreaker is a comment about the line you're in or a question about the merchandise she's buying. In fact, a lot of women will actually make the first move. If they have an interest in talking to you, you may not notice it.
Yeah.
Because you may be so totally oblivious to what's going on that you may not clue in. But a lot of women may actually ask you a question. Or they may throw out a little, a little, just like a fishing rod almost for them to see what you do, to see what your response is.
I got to say, one of the things that I hate about myself is that I know that I'm oblivious. And that happens to me every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
and I normally don't catch it until like 2 or 3 minutes later. I'm like,
after you're gone, after it's too late.
I'm like, ugh!
Hindsight is 20/20, they say.
Yeah.
Also, how about a car wash? Again, wherever somebody is waiting, she doesn't appear to be engrossed in her reading, seize the opportunity to relieve her of her boredom. She'll appreciate it. Or she'll be amused because you're so lame, one or the other. Church and other houses of worship. And God, by the way, this stuff takes practice. I'm no expert at it. I've fortunately not had to go out and do it in my life.
I don't like doing it myself.
Church and other houses of worship, for those of you that are into that sort of thing, when you're already in their club, women are a lot more comfortable when you approach them. It's like you've come with a reference. In addition to services, get involved in activities and groups organized by your church, as they provide a natural opportunity to start a conversation. And I gotta say that from the church people that I know, there are people that go to churches specifically to pick up members of the opposite sex.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of churches for adults, and I think younger people as well, are dating forums, essentially. I don't know how many of these people are actually religious. I think there are a lot of them just going to meet people.
I think I need to go to a couple churches and pick myself up a few nice young Christian lasses.
So you can corrupt them? Conventions. Got a hobby or interest? Get some friends together for a weekend of fun and endless socializing. Hey, Mark's at a convention this weekend. These events are designed for people with common interests to meet and get to know one another. Just make a point of picking an event that would also attract women, unlike radio conventions. Dog parks and beaches. Bring a dog. We've said it before and we'll say it again. Women love guys with dogs. Get or borrow man's best friend and visit a local dog park or beach. Even walking a dog on a crowded city street will do. Most women feel comfortable speaking to fellow dog lovers, particularly about their pooches. Alternatively, start a conversation by paying a compliment or asking a question about the breed led by your dog lover of choice.
Florida brown dog.
So having a dog with you, also babies, that's another one that that women just go all gaga over. If you've got a baby with you, they're really into that stuff, too. 1-800-259-9231.
So when you're out walking, Jazzy, do you get approached by a lot of women?
I don't walk, Jazzy.
Oh, really?
No, not these days. Anyway.
You ever seen me take her out in the yard every once in a while?
Well, yeah, in the yard. Doesn't count. There aren't women milling about my yard. 1-800-259-9231. Where do you find to be the best place to meet members of the opposite sex? It doesn't have to be just women. You ladies can call into it.
Do you have women milling about your yard?
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're trying to do a little bit of public service. You know, Johnson, the FCC requires that radio stations have a certain percentage, it's a very small percentage, but there's a certain amount of hours per week where they have to run programming that is of a public service nature. And usually it's just...
Well, that's our entire show.
Usually it's just boring crap like the city commission meetings or just garbage like that. We're trying to do the guys out there that are listening to the show a bit of a public service.
I don't think that normally the government would consider, even though our show is definitely a public service.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the government might not think the same way.
No, certainly not. I wasn't suggesting that it would qualify for that FCC time. But nonetheless, we're doing the guys in the audience a public service tonight of giving them a few tips on where to go out and meet women. And ladies, I want to know from you as to whether or not we're even accurate on this, because we're pulling this information from sharpman.com. Some of it sounds good. Some of it's okay. But really, these poor bastards. I mean, they just don't know what they're doing. Guys are so confused by women. They just don't. They're just sort of bumbling through life. They're bumbling through relationships, trying to figure out what women want. And, of course, women don't help the situation by being all coy with what it is that they want and sort of withholding information from dudes. You got to understand, ladies, guys, you have to hit them in the face. You have to literally just put the information in front of their face.
Not literally, please.
Not literally hit them, physically abuse, but there are plenty of women that do
that. Some guys do take that route, and definitely not literally.
What I mean is sometimes you really just have to make it blatantly obvious that you are interested in this guy. Otherwise, he will just, as you put it, Johnson, there have been opportunities that you have stumbled into and stumbled right out of because you didn't come to the realization that there was an opportunity there in the first place. So
often at... Oh, yep, they do list it. Okay.
Supermarkets?
Supermarkets.
Yeah,
that's often happened to me at a supermarket. It's just, I'll find a woman talking to me, and I don't realize until like a minute or 2 minutes later that it's like, wait a minute, she was hitting on me.
Right. So one thing I can give, at least one tip we can give out to the ladies out there, is if you're interested, make the move. Do the guy a favor, the poor, hapless guy, and just make a move. Let him know you're interested. We're going to the phones. Jim in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jim.
Jim in Ohio.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I really enjoyed your show this week, but I'm a little set back by what I'm hearing about treating these girls seemingly like a piece of meat.
What are you talking about?
You're talking about my sister and my mom when you talk about conning them into doing something, then
when
moving on.
When did we talk about conning anyone?
About?
What do you mean?
Well, what might seduce a woman into
going out with you? We're not talking about seducing women.
I'll get a dog, I'll meet them at the supermarket, etc.
Jim, you may be a Romeo. I don't know, man, but most guys have a real tough
for many
time.
Years.
No,
I'm celibate for many years. I'm 59 years of age. I've outgrown this business.
Jim, stop for a second. So, okay.
How many different...
He hasn't stopped.
He hasn't stopped. Jim, can we talk to you?
Not.
You're on a radio show. Can we have a conversation?
Why, of course.
Okay. I want to ask you a question. So you say you're celibate for many years. This is by choice?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you... Okay, you said, I'm out of this whole thing.
Well, I've had two wives fail me because of other men nosing in and cuckling them, number one. And
now, are you better about this? Are you better about this?
I've
got a question for you. We're going to have one short little lines. We don't need to have huge ranting.
Seminar.
It's not a seminar.
Yes, I'm
did good. You... Okay, are you bitter about that? I mean, why? You said this whole thing. We're just talking about guys meeting ladies and not getting married.
As though it was not big, as though your wives didn't have a factor there. As though it was all the guys' fault for seducing your wives. They played a role. I mean, it takes two people to cheat, Jim.
Oh, I understand that, but that's just an example. But I choose it for religious reasons, and I think that it's childish. I think sex is something to be outgrown, sort of like playground stuff.
You think, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't think it's just maybe something fun to be done as a hobby, kind of an enjoyable, like a massage?
Absolutely not.
Why should you outgrow sex?
Why? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I just believe in holiness and to the Lord.
But wait, what's
well,
unholy about sex?
After I have sex, I always feel guilty.
Wait,
that's your fault.
That's really your fault.
Is it?
No, wait, do you feel guilty after you get a neck massage? Have you ever had a neck massage, foot massage?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Do you feel guilty after that happens? Feels good, right?
Hey, Jim, do us a favor. Aim your
Well,
breath.
That's a point.
You're breathing right into the phone, so just be a little bit aware of that. It's making it hard to understand what you're saying. Be careful with that. Look, I don't know what's so bad about having sex. I mean, if God, if you're a religious man, then you must believe that God created man in his own image, and he made it so sex was pleasurable for a reason, right?
I mean,
multiplying the species to a degree, but I think it's something to be outgrown.
Why is it that, okay, now, and that's, if you want to live your life that way, that's fine, Jim, but what's your objection to us? I think you maybe have misunderstood what we're doing here tonight. We're trying to help guys out that have not come to the conclusion that you have, Jim, that are interested in having sex with the opposite sex, and we just want to help them out. What's wrong with that?
Oh, I appreciate it, Adam. I know you guys are probably in your mid-30s, and I'm in my late 50s, so I see that point, too, but I think it's just kind of cavalier and nonchalant about intimacy. And also the things on TV and radio and the music, it's just too trashy.
I think Jim is reacting to the comment that you made about going to churches and corrupting. I think that was a joke. I don't think you
Well, not particularly that, but just about, like, like women like dogs and they like sensitive guys, and it's sort of like dating.
How did you meet your wives? Where did you meet your wives? Did you meet them at church?
No, I actually I don't know, on the street or in a bar.
In a bar.
Okay, well, that's one of the things that we've listed here, Jim. Bars was one of the places to meet women. And we're not talking about how to seduce a woman. We're not talking about tips to get in the sack with women. We're talking about meeting women. Now, eventually, that means that you're hopefully going to have sex with them at some point. That's what I think most guys want. But they also, I think there's plenty of guys that want a relationship. I think there's a lot of guys that realize that there's more to life than just sex. I'm one of them, Jim. I have a very happy relationship. We have plenty of sex. It's very fulfilling, and it's not just about the sex. There's plenty of intimacy. You can be absolutely intimate and have sex, and everybody can be happy about it. I don't want you to be confused and to think that we're here trying to give guys tips as to how to take advantage of women. You can't take advantage of women. They know exactly what they're doing. What we're trying to do is help guys out that just have a problem even approaching women, even knowing where to even talk to women, to strike up a conversation. You don't think there's anything wrong with that, do you?
No, I think you're on the right track, and I really like your show, and I'll keep listening.
Good.
However, I just have a different feeling. I'm with a woman now, my third wife, and she feels the same way I do of abstinence.
You know, if you guys are happy, I'm happy for you. I think it's excellent. And, Jim, if you ever want to critique Free Talk Live again, don't hesitate to give us a call. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We got Doug on the line. He wants to talk about relationships and the whole church aspect of things. And, ladies, we still want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. Where do you prefer to be approached by a guy? And, ladies, how about some examples of just the clueless dudes that you've been interested in? Did you make a move on him? Did you have to make a move on him because he was just so oblivious to you? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, we better stop. I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't sip and talk at the same time. Or would you rather listen to them singing,
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
For the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill. And we could purify water from the lake as well.
Honey, you're terrific.
I know, dear. Now find us a restroom. I need to stop, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. We've got a wiki. You go to W-I-K-I, that's wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can edit virtually anything that you see there. In fact, all of the content that you'll find, over 750 pages of content, has been created by our listeners, like you. So just go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. Again, wiki.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Talking about...
We should mention time is running out on that.
That First 1000 Pledge?
Yeah, you guys need to sign up now.
Well, it runs out at the end of the year, and the sign-up rate has kind of slowed. So, yeah, if you've been considering signing up for the First 1000, definitely a great idea to reconsider it.
I mean, especially since, you know, it's one of those things, like this commitment, you know, if it's not... What's the commitment? It's if 1,000 is reached, then you move within 2 years?
If 1,000 signers is reached, and they're currently over one-third of the way there... If 1,000 signers is reached by the end of this year, then all 1,000 people will move to New Hampshire, to the Free State,
right,
by the end of 2008. So that would be, yeah, I guess 2 years from
right.
the end of this
and
year.
And if that number isn't reached by December 31st, then you're part of the, you'd just be part of the Free State Project, and it's 5 years.
It's actually not signing up for the Free State Project. There's two different things. You can sign up for the Free State Project, and then there's the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. They are two very separate entities.
Really?
But anyway, we're going to get more into that as the final quarter of the year comes around. But I got to go to the phones here, because we're talking about relationships and clueless dudes just not having any idea how to meet ladies as far as where they can go and what to do and all that. So I want to hear your stories, especially if you are a lady, about where you prefer to be approached And I want to hear from a lady that's just encountered some totally oblivious guys. And have you actually broken the ice on your own? Have you actually led in creating a relationship?
I want to hear stories from people where the strangest place they were approached is.
Ooh, that's a good one. Good one. 800-259-9231. Let's jump into the calls with Doug in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
You know, I just thought this was kind of funny, because here's the God-fearing Christian meeting women in bars, and here I am, a regular atheist meeting women in church.
What?
Yeah, I mean, the best relationships with the best sex I've met in church singles groups, and they all knew I was an atheist.
How did they know?
Because I talk about it all the time. I go to these singles groups, or I did in the past, because I'm a musician, I like to play with a band, my friends were there.
Okay.
Plus, I'm kind of a wannabe Christian in a way. I mean, I want to believe in God, that'd be cool, but, you know, I'm sort of intrigued by why people believe in this stuff.
I see.
So I meet these girls in church camp, you know, and it was the best sex I've ever had, you know.
Wow.
You know, and that just makes me more of an atheist and kind of makes me kind of question by these girls. Even
but wait a minute, now, were you just meeting these girls to get in their pants? I mean, that's what Jim called in about.
No.
He's concerned that that's all we're doing here tonight is helping guys score. I mean, were you looking for anything more?
Yes, and I found it more. These were great relationships with my best friends who, you know, became sexual and became, you know, quite sexual. So,
but did they try to convert you? I mean, as an atheist, they knew you were an atheist. Did they think they could win you over to Jesus?
I'm sure some of them did, which is probably why they found me a challenge, you know, which is why I attracted them.
I'm curious, did they ever use the Lord's name in vain?
Oh, God, yeah.
Doug, we got to let you go, man. Your cell phone's kind of spotty. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's try Keith in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson. Keith in Tennessee.
Hey, fellas. I am, a single guy. You know, I never can get any. But apparently, y'all get sex all the time. So I'm just wondering, how much sex do y'all get?
I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. I used to much more frequently than I do now, but that's simply for lack of trying, intentional lack of trying on my part.
So you are in between relationships at the moment.
I suppose I'm taking that same old celibate route. I've been approached a couple times, and I'm currently not interested. I've got other areas of my life that I'm focusing on.
In regards to me, I'm in a relationship, so I can have sex as often as I want to have it, pretty much.
So did you have sex during the commercial break?
No. These things take time, man. We got 3.5-minute commercial
break. And I'm here, and there'll be none of that.
No, we focus on the show when we're doing the show. But
thanks for teaching me about sex. This is really important.
You're a military guy, man. You're in the Army. I mean, how hard can it be? Don't women love men in uniform? Can't you just put on the uniform and walk around some of these places and have women approach you?
No, I find they're always telling me to take it off.
Take off the uniform?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
They want to see his. They asked him back to whatever bunker or bunk or tent that he's at, and they want to see his weapon, his gun. He's got. I mean, obviously, if he's in the military, that's what the girls like—is the weaponry. Am I right?
You are so intelligent. That's why you're always having sex. See, I need to follow your advice.
You should.
There you go, Keith. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
And polish your gun. Go on.
Especially when you're not having sex.
Keep it clean. It's very important. It's keep it up to regulations.
1-800-259-9231. All right, so a couple more examples of places where guys can go to meet women, you poor, poor guys, that she's just totally clueless. Here's some examples. Fashion
and
shows.
And the rest of this advice is specifically going to Keith because he knows, he understands that we are definitely very wise and that radio show hosts know.
Well, you know, it's too bad Mark's not here tonight because he could give some tips. He would recommend that you get a nail file and buff your nails because that's what he does. He sits here in the studio all night and buffs his nails. He's kind of a metro. He does his hair up. He looks really pretty. And girls like that sort of thing because it makes it so you look like you're not threatening. They don't want to feel threatened.
Well, that's not true.
And
I disagree. I disagree with your not threatening thing.
You think Mark's threatening?
No. A lot of women, I mean, there are women who like guys who are not threatening. I don't think that it has anything to do with the metro thing. Women generally, most of the women that I've met, they like a little bit of a threat there.
Really?
That's yeah, that's definitely important to know that the guy you're with is a man. I think the Metro thing is about being clean and caring about your appearance, not really being non-threatening.
Okay.
I don't think you want to be unmanly.
I'm not saying that. I think you can be manly without being threatening.
No.
I think that a lot of women are they're concerned that they
might be
meeting some psycho axe murderer.
No. There's a difference. Okay, I think you're interpreting threatening differently than I am.
I guess we
are. I don't mean physically threatening, like I'm going to,
I'm
going to punch you in the
dude.
Face, like getting up in your face, like a man might find threatening. Like you and I would interpret threatening differently. But if you're a big dude, like there are some guys who are, you know, if you get around, for example, if you were around a guy who is 7 foot, you know, 7 foot four, and he weighs, you know, 350 pounds, that's a threatening guy. No matter what he does, he is threatening.
Not if he puts on a tutu. Let's go to the phones and
even
talk
still.
Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Hey guys, I'm not listening live, so sorry for a little off topic here.
No problem. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just have some questions getting into libertarianism here. I have some questions about your view on cops and jail in general. And I know you've said about private security forces, but my question is, what about people who aren't local? Like, so what if I go to Florida, for example, and something happens to me, who do I report to?
Well, it's hard to say exactly. First of all, just to clarify, the Libertarian Party and most libertarians aren't out there advocating private security forces. That's more of a free market sort of an option.
Every once in a while on the show, we talk about how we think things could work far in the future if we were to move our entire society towards a much more freedom-oriented, freedom-minded society. We're not talking about anything immediate.
Let's discuss this a little more. So hang on, I'm going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. How would it work? He's talking about having a private protection agency. How would it work if you went somewhere else? Well, how does it work if you've got auto insurance and you drive somewhere else? They manage to make that work. They can manage to make private security work as well. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you for their membership areas. We just give it all away at freetalklive.com. But we do ask that you support the show by shopping with us, with our friends over at Amazon. We've got a nice little agreement with those guys over there. It's the world's largest internet retailer. If you're looking for a product, odds are pretty good that Amazon's got it. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com to start your shopping experience. Place your order, and when you buy something through amazon.freetalklive.com, we'll get a percentage of the sale. So it's a great way to get all your shopping done, have the stuff delivered to your door, including their brand new grocery store. I mean, they've got all kinds of different products. Amazon.freetalklive.com, and you get to help Free Talk Live out at the same time. We're returning to Matt in Illinois. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Now, Matt, you're concerned, you're curious, I guess, about this whole concept of, it's sort of a free market concept of protection agencies. Instead of just having the police or the cops, the government agency that's supposed to protect everyone but never actually does any protecting, I have suggested in the past, and it's not an original idea on my part, I'm just sort of rehashing it, the idea of competing protection agencies that you can hire, essentially. It's like almost like an insurance company for yourself. And you were asking, well, how would that work? Because you could sort of, you sort of visualize it maybe in a local area where everyone sort of agrees to certain rules, that sort of thing. How would it work if you traveled somewhere else? Is that what you were asking about?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, you go across the country and you get robbed or something. I was kind of wondering, who can you report to? You know, say you go from New York to California and you get robbed. You try to report to a California whatever security officer. What's to stop him from saying, oh, well, you know, you're not in my company, I don't want to do anything for you?
Well, like auto insurance agencies and other insurance companies, they have interlocking agreements with one another to handle disputes. They've got interlocking agreements for arbitration if there is a dispute that they can't just work out amongst themselves. For instance, there's nationwide insurers that to where you'd be covered if you went to these other states. And one of the interesting parts about the free market is the free market does allow for people to be less free than they currently are. If you are in a free market and you're living in an area, say, Utah, if you're living in an area where everybody there or the majority of people there the marketplace has decided that they want to have serious restrictions on freedom because it's their private property and they can essentially set whatever rules they want to. There may be insurance companies that will say, look, Matt, if you go to Utah, we're not covering you. It may just simply be that. I mean, for instance, if you go to Iraq or you go somewhere else where there's a danger to your life, you might not be covered by your policy. So that would be something that you'd have to work out with the agencies that you're contracting with.
But that's also, I mean, we're talking here. You said you wanted information about getting into libertarianism.
I'm sorry, I may have misspoke a little. I'm more, as you said, the free market. I'm certainly like the free market idea quite a bit, and I'm trying to learn more about that.
Okay, I think one of the, I would direct you, if you want to learn more about free market and free market economy ideas, I would direct you to the Ludwig von Mises Institute, and I believe that's Mises.org.
Yeah.
If you're really interested in that type of information, and specifically about free markets and free market economy information, then the von Mises Institute is where you want to go.
And actually, I'm in the middle of reading a book that I picked up from the Mises Institute. It's called The Market for Liberty. It was written in the 1970s. I actually am maybe about a third of the way through, and I'm about to hit the section on private arbitration and private security and all that stuff. So within the next month or two, I will know a lot more than I currently do. Matt, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's a fascinating idea, but it's hard to get your mind around because it's not something that, well, has really ever been tried here, at
right.
least not in that particular way.
And a lot of people, I guess, seem to have a hard time just envisioning, I guess, a private, you know, how something would work if it were made into a government-run institution versus a private institution, or making a government-run institution into a private institution. People just, I guess, for some reason can't figure out how that
works. It's lack
of
vision, and it's understandable. I mean, only certain people in the economy have vision. Those people are entrepreneurs.
Right.
Those are people that are willing to put money at risk in order to try something out to see if people want to buy that product or that service.
Right.
And as entrepreneurs around the country continue to bring new products and services to the marketplace, the consumers decide whether or not it's a valuable product and or service, and then based on consumer demand and consumer decisions, those entrepreneurs will either fail or succeed, and those that succeed go on to compete with others, and that's how these concepts are created. That's how these ideas are firmed up. Right now, it's just a couple talk show hosts speculating.
What I think is really weird is that when we get into discussions with people who just argue against those types of things, argue against private institutions, like, for example, I don't know, when I look at something and I want to make a comparison for, you know, to a government, from a government-run organization to a private-run organization, I'm easily able to kind of look at organizations like the Post Office, like the
sure.
United States Post Office, and I look at FedEx, and I look at UPS, and I look at those things, and I realize that the only reason why prices at things like UPS and FedEx are higher is because of the government restrictions that we have, and because the government, you know, the U.S. Postal Service has a monopoly on
first-class mail.
You know, on first-class mail and letters under a dollar.
Yep.
Because there's a law. Now, I can imagine if that law went away, well, we'd have the, you know, we'd still have the competing postal services. We'd have all those things, and prices would come down. It's very easy to imagine because those
prices would come down, but you got to remember one part about the postal service. Even if the postal service opened it up to where UPS and FedEx could get in
right.
on first-class mail and compete there, UPS and FedEx would still be charging more than the postal service because they're subsidized. The postal service could always
right.
undercut their prices
unfairly.
I'm saying
if the postal service went away, yeah, I mean,
well, they'd go away eventually as people realize
okay,
that other options were more
that ties into, you know,
valuable.
Sure, let's talk about the subsidization. Let's talk about that. You can understand, you can look at all these different things and understand that's what the anatomy of a government organization is. There's subsidization. There are laws prohibiting business from other people,
mm-hmm.
and you can see how these other private organizations solve those issues. So I'm able to take, and it's just easy for me to look at an issue like the roads or something else, and think, how would this happen if a private institution, you know, if a private organization came in and started to run these things? And what's interesting is that there are a lot of people out there who are naysayers, and they start attacking these. You know, they start attacking those ideas
right.
and questioning those ideas, but not really. They don't really want to question those ideas. It's like they want to fight them to a point, and then when you start actually having answers for the questions, a lot of people seem to just kind of turn away, and they're like, well, there's so much work to have to understand all this because there's a lot, you know, there is a lot to kind of understanding how a private system would work. And there are a lot of situations, and there's a lot of work to be done. And
but it's worth it.
I know we've heard questions before. Yeah, but a lot of people say, is it worth it? A lot of people ask that question.
Yes.
Is this not worth this? And it's like, yes, it is. Isn't freedom, you know, worth?
See, yeah, your great
and,
point.
And the money and the taxes and all the what's being taken from you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you can't figure out how it would work. It doesn't matter if you can't figure out how private roads, how private security and all those things would work.
Try, though, and I think a lot of people don't even want
to
try.
You don't even
don't
have to understand it.
No, you don't.
You don't have to understand it to support it
on principle.
I think
most people don't really understand how FedEx works, you know, really understand how...
Sure, nobody knows the exact business, how those businesses operate on the inside.
If you were asked all sorts of questions and challenged, like, well, this is why don't we do it this way with the government, you might... Could be able to put it together some things that sounded all right.
But you see, even if you can't get it, even if it just seems too complex for you, it's okay. Because all you need to get is that coercion and force is wrong. And if you agree with that, then all you have to do is simply apply it. So if you agree that it's wrong to force people to do things, if you agree that force is only appropriate in self-defense purposes, then you can't possibly support government roads.
Right, you can't,
and you can't possibly support monopoly protection.
You can't advocate a squadron of guys with guns, you know, saying, if you don't pay us this money, we're going to come and get you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to give us this money. Well, we're offering you roads. We're offering you a postal service. You can deliver your mail. And if you don't pay us to deliver your mail, we're going to come and take that money from you. And if you don't give it to us, we're going to lock you up. And if you won't come with us to be locked up, we're going to shoot you in the head.
That's how it works. 1-800-259-9231. Well, we started the hour talking about meeting members of the opposite sex and relationships. And there's still a few more aspects of that to cover. I think we're going to hit that in hour number three. Also, if we get a chance, there is a story about a jailed mafia boss who is apparently serving a life sentence for murder. Apparently, he's going to be allowed to father a baby while he's in jail. And the kicker is that the taxpayers are going to be paying for this. Not only are they paying to keep him in jail,
right,
but they're also paying for his baby. That's kind of weird. We'll explore it. 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number three is on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.